Now, Margaret Mills is back with me, and this week I seem to recall that you said you were going to be looking at the fighting bricklayers of Riddle. Riddle is such a quiet place.
Ah, not on the 19th of April, 1839, it wasn't. And I culled this little snippet from a newspaper called the Essex Standard. And in 1839, the railway was coming through, and some bricklayers were employed at Riddle and apparently decided they would go on strike. Now, this was a breach of contract, punishable by having you march before the local magistrates for breach of contract. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what happened. Tempers were pretty high at that time, but nowhere near as bad as the following Sunday, when two of the said bricklayers decided to have a fight in the church.
In the church?
In the church at Riddle, no right. less. Actually, they were taken before the magistrates, got a pretty light penalty for 1839. They were bound over for 3 months for riotous and disorderly conduct. So they were obliged to keep the peace for 3 months on pain of going to prison. And they were told by the presiding magistrate, the police will be keeping a very close eye on you in future.
And this, it was presumably that they were taken before the magistrates for the fighting in church, but they'd presumably also been taken before the magistrates for the original offence.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they were striking, which in the penal code was punishable with as a criminal act. So they were very lucky to get off as lightly as they did.
Fair enough. All right. Well, thanks very much indeed for that. Obviously different days from today. And what are you going to be looking at next week then?
Well, I'm going to be looking at a man called Henry Joist, who was a one-man map-making disaster area.
Oh, great. Okay. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.